Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Manifesting, understanding, understood, so there's no need for I keep you guessing. Follow me now, see, I be rocking. The second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint, keep joint.
Let them know who wants to go. Who's the tip of the dog to commit the truck? That's another song.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's the Social Lab Hip Hop Array, Naughty by Nature 8. Center stage live tonight. I am TM. Hey, we're featuring Madam CeeLo Boston, a regular here on the show, but hey, yo, she got a new project we want to introduce to you tonight. Between God and Best Friends. From our very own Madam CeeLo Boston, that and much more. So let's just go on out to Charlotte, North Carolina, and welcome her to the show. What up, Madam CeeLo Boston? What up, ma?
All right, all right. Good morning in the evening time. What's going on?
Cool. I am sitting here with one of our favorites. She is in Atlanta. We hanging out tomorrow night for the Battle of the Bands. Dee Dee Hambone is in the building.
Okay,
hanging out in the studio tonight in Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? She says she don't got no health and wellness for you. She just shouting you out tonight. Dee Dee hanging out with us. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. Center stays live with Madam Boston. She got a new project called Between God and Best Friends. That's the feature tonight. Boston, what is this about? What you up to? This is what I'll tell people before you start. She was not under the influence of any kind of drug. She was not drunk. She was not drunk at the time. The project is quality. I reviewed it myself. We wouldn't be talking about it, ladies and gentlemen, if it wasn't something worth talking about. Between God and Best Friends, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
What is this about?
Well, you know what? The book is exactly about like what the title says, Between God and Best Friends, because, you know, we pretty much tell our best friends damn near everything. Like, you got yours right there beside you. They know our ups and downs. Like, they know our good and bad, our ugly, our beautiful, and God does too. So it's like, that's where we find ourselves.
That's pretty deep. That's pretty heavy.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we find ourselves in those moments of, what am I supposed to do next? I feel alone in this, or wanting something more, but then having to remember that you got God and you got your best friend, and you are right dead smack in the middle of both. And so that's the reason why
it's
titled
When you say it's just that, Between God and Best Friends, it is a writing of thoughts and conversations in a poem form for people to enjoy. Poems, thoughts that you would typically share between God and or a best friend in a book form. And I connected with many of the poems, and I believe you're going to share a couple of those tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Well, you know what? I also want to remind our listeners, we are only on now from 9 to 9:30 on Fridays. So we got a lot to do in a short period of time. So let's jump into this first joint right here. Madam CeeLo Boston, a poem from Between God and Best Friends. It's on you, Boston.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, so this first one I'm going to share is called Words. All right, Words. Words, I apologize for every time I left you in an empty room, doors closed, windows shut. You were covered. No one knew you even existed, and I would leave and think about you later. Shit, did it again. Dead in tears, but being too far away to turn around. I apologize to you for leaving you with other people, thinking you'd be safe and maybe appreciated in case somebody opened up your covers and saw your wonderful depth.
Hello?
Please don't. You got what everybody needs. Huh?
You were going in and out. We like missed maybe the last 30 seconds.
Terrible news. Oh, now.
So pick, like just like pick back up somewhere.
Is it cool? Okay. Where did you stop hearing me at? Okay.
Let's do this. Let's pause for the calls, come right back, and you can start over again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Social Lab, your Center Stage Live. We're featuring Madam Boston. We'll be right back. It's 9/11.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Bounce.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let it bump.
Uh-huh.
Driving some of the hottest cars New Yorkers ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all know me to fail. Nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grip or shots. And if you with me, mama, rubber your and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our block. And my block is sick of the world and city 50-50.
Uh-huh.
It's taking you and stay real.
Yo, bro, you gotta let it bump.
Uh-huh. It's just the crystal get 50-50. Flow infinitely like the memory
like
of
that, yeah. Come on. Bring the chorus
you
in.
You know it's hell when I'm on the
floor.
Like the time is John Carter.
Cap, trust in that. Run up the heaven doors, exchange my life for yours. Leave the stake out the door. Mi casa, su casa. Just remember to turn the lights off in the hall. My brother from another pop. Minus one shot, we need no G money, man. We all we got. From the soup to the big dude, stopping us from playing hoops. And us getting mad, throwing rocks off the roof. Straight thugging, man. I thought we would never progress. But look at us now, man, we young execs. My nigga Dame, my nigga Big, my nigga Ty, my nigga High, my nigga Gotti, we your body, all is right with the world. No matter how pretty she is, you never liking my girl. That's how we run, when you ain't around, thank your son. Keep him in line, if you should die, I keep him like mine. God forbid, keep this in mind, my nigga.
Put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off talk. Yeah. I got the Spanish chica, she don't like me to roam. So she calls me cabrón, cause she likes to cook right, so she likes me home. I'm like, un momento, mommy, love your tempo. I got this black chick, she don't know how to act. Always talking out her neck, making a finger snap. She like, listen, jigga, man, I don't care if you rap. You better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. I got this French chick that loves the French kid. She thinks she's Bo Derek, wear her hair in a twist. My Shetty Amore, 2A Bell, Mercy, you're funny, but you giving me. I got this Indian squad, the day that I met her. Asked her what tribe she with, red dot or feather. She said all you need to know is I'm not a. And to get with me, you better be cheap, lots of dough. Now that Spanish chick, French chick, Indian and black. That's fried chicken, curry chicken, damn I'm getting fat. A roast can polio, French fries and crepes. And that was tight for destruction, but I scraped the plate. I love.
Nonsense team, inside the Social Lab, team on the radio. What's going on? Jump on at 917-893-9926. I'm Adam CeeLo Boston, between God and best friends. Hey, she was sharing a piece before Jay-Z, so she's going to pick back up, try it again. Madam Boston.
Okay, thank you. I'm actually going to go with a different poem. It's called Burning Candles. So, here we go. The light was dim. The pain was louder than the expected light from the burning candles. She cried in the light, She ached in the bass lines of old school music, rocking herself up against the back of the couch, creating imprints of her pain in the furniture. When the candles burned out, her cigarette light was the source in the room. I felt her pain, but I couldn't tell where it came from. Was it me? Was it him? Or was it them out there? I wanted to hug her or hold her, but she burned me every time I came close to her. Is that where I got it from?
Interesting. you wanted to hold her, touch her. You got burnt. Is that where you got it from? Okay. So did it burn when you went to use the bathroom, or how did you know you had got burnt?
Every time I reached for her, she burned me with her cigarette.
Oh, it was a cigarette burn.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of burn. Oh.
Yeah, that kind of burn.
I missed the cigarette. Uh-oh. I missed the cigarette.
Get your mind out the gutter.
You said, hold her. You said, hold her.
Yes.
Wow, sound like a telephone.
Oh, shit.
Taking off over there and Madam CeeLo Boston. Yeah, that sounds like a helicopter is over there. Hey, Boston, technical difficulties coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, but that excerpt comes from Between God and Best Friends, a new project we want you to be on the lookout from Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, that and more coming up. Listen, a lot going on, folks. I don't know if you paid attention to the shows this week, but big up to Tamir Ruffin, a.k.a. The Entity, a.k.a. Nokio, Drew Hill, hung out with us Monday and Wednesday of this week. And we just had real open dialogue about the state of our country. Mr. Trump talked about some of the executive orders and some of the other stuff that he's done. We got to really gear up for the primary as well as these terms that are going to be up. Come on, if folks are not going to represent us and really get on board with the fact that right is right and wrong is wrong and facts are facts and alternative facts are lies, I mean, come on, somebody has to stand up to alternative facts. If it's not going to be Congress people and our representatives, who is it going to be? Guess what? It should be you. It should be I. And whoever's going to be tough enough to say right is right and wrong is wrong, stand up in your communities locally. Let's organize. Let's stop talking about it and make sure that we are part of the process. You cannot complain about something that you have not helped to improve or you have not taken a part of. Okay? Shut up if you don't vote. But Boston, I think we have a clear line here. Nice piece there. What was the motivation and what was the name of that piece again?
The name of the piece was Burning Candles. And
Burning Candles.
Yeah. And it goes back to my childhood. And it's crazy. I don't know, like, what made me write it. I actually wrote it one day and then, like, didn't read it for, like, a month. Like, it was just a writing spell, you know? And it made me cry, though, when I read it. And it was about, like, my mother wasn't an emotional person. Still isn't, but that's what she would do. You know, be in the dark with candles burning and smoking cigarettes, and by the candle burnout, the only way I could find her was following the cigarette light. And then, but every time I would reach out for her, I would get burned. And it ended up being that way, period, whether she had a cigarette or not. You know what I mean? She hurt me. So then that made me
was
think,
the writing
wow.
A way, was the writing a way for you to, I'm not going to say, heal is the word that comes to me, but that's not the word. Was writing an outlet for you, is my question.
I want to say outlet more than I would say impulsion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't thinking about her. I wasn't even around her. Like, so that's like, it was just a spell I was writing, and then I didn't even know what I had written down. It was just something that I had to get out. What I mean by that is that the day that I wrote it, I had no idea what I wrote on the paper, even though I was writing it. And I didn't read it for like a month. So
got it.
It took me a month rather to read it. And that was one of those things that I don't even remember consciously. You know what I mean? So that was something subconscious. And that's what happens, though, in art, period. You know how you get lost in your art. And it didn't really help me deal with any particular anything. It's just pretty much like an acknowledgement of what was real, what my reality was. But, you know, I just know it's other people out here, though, that, as I did not know how to put words to the way it came out. So some could say it out.
I don't think we got that full thought. I don't think we got the full thought. I think there was a gap. Okay, you're going in and out. We're going to pause for the calls. It's 9:22.
Oh, my
God. We'll share this new joint from Nokio. It's called Change. We did release this this week. Hey, we brought it to you first. Nobody else in the country actually has this song. So Nokio, this joint is called Change, 9:23.
Be the biggest march yet over the death of Freddie Gray. Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Johnson.
And I'm Deborah L. Ferrone. We begin with outrage and protest over the death of Freddie Gray. Thousands pledging to shut down the
school. This is running I need to see for a moment. If the way it was treated was justified.
Yeah.
So where I sit, I keep seeing another moment. Oh, no. A remnant of questions in between mother's cries. Oh, yeah. You were put here on earth with the purpose to protect me.
Yeah.
And the father's as bad as in heaven to do the same. So what in there says you have the right to kill me? And send me home to my father before he calls my name. Oh yeah, I'm Tamir, I'm Trayvon, I'm Mike. And every other person that should still be here, black or white. As I pray, my words take flight. And all I really hope is that I make it. Tonight, if you understood how I want, would you change? I got a family at home, and they wanna see my face. Too many people dying.
I'm
mine.
I'm
mine.
I'm
mine.
This joint is called Change. 926 Social Lab. Madam CeeLo Boston, our feature tonight, Between God and Best Friends, the name of her new project. Be on the lookout. Boston, tell folks what they can look forward to with this new work.
You said, well, okay, so we're going to start pushing this the beginning of February. I'm looking for a release in early spring. And, yeah, I think it'll help some people. That's the only reason I was releasing it. I don't care if I don't make a damn dime off of it. I can help someone. Like, you know, if I could be words for someone or help them in any way, then that's what I'm here to do. So, I mean, the book is going to be for sale, though. However.
Of course. When you say help someone, what exactly do you mean? That's really broad. How is this book of poems, you know, what exactly do you mean when you say help someone?
Honestly, it's not for anyone in particular because, like I stated earlier, we are all in between God and a best friend. Like, those are people or entities that know the true us and, you know, the vulnerable us. And when I say help people, you know, I have a few poems that have already been published that I've given to people because either they didn't know how to explain how they felt, but I understood what they were saying. And so I gave them the poem to show them that they're not by themselves. And
can you squeeze in one last poem before we get out of here? Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Monday, 9 p.m. Can you squeeze one out in 90 seconds?
Okay. I don't know about that.
let's try.
Okay, let's
Good night,
see.
Everybody. Here we go. Let's try.
Good night, everybody. Okay, look, it's called Trials of Color. Trials of Color. I'm not as dark as you, but I'm darker than them. You nor them can look past the color of my skin. I see me bright, inside that is, exuding colors of eight, I mean, what? Yeah, of night. Knowledge be my boat, wisdom be my guide, patience be my pen. I speak to you not in sorrow, hatred, or guilt, but as a sister, a kindred spirit, a patchwork quilt of both of our histories, our past and our pain. Good night, everybody.
And you did that in
60
seconds. In 60 seconds. Good night, everybody. We're back on Monday 9 p.m.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live.